This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, here it is. It's time for the Strawberry Letter with my friend Shirley Strawberry. Go ahead, Shirley.
Thank you, Junior. All right, subject, seems like he's been waiting for me to leave first. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I are now 50 years old. We have 5 grown sons and 4 grandchildren. 10 years ago, my husband had a fling at work, and the female was barely 20 years old. At the time, I was devastated, but he swore nothing physical happened. The whole situation didn't sit well with me, so one day last week, I checked my husband's old phone for any proof I could find. I found messages between my husband and the girl that he had the fling with, and she was thanking him for all he was doing for her financially and praising him for his sexual prowess. I was hurt and relieved at the same time. All of the heartache came back, and I felt stupid for believing his lies. But I was glad that the truth finally came out. Now I know why he made all of the random bank withdrawals and had strange purchases on his credit cards. So I told him that I had all of the proof that I needed, and I asked him for a divorce. He did not put up a fight. In fact, he did not seem concerned at all. I have loved this man since I was 18 years old, and just like that, he was ready to end our marriage. I should add that we haven't had sex since 2015, and he always says it's not me, it's him, and that I'm still as fine as the day he married me. I'm no fool, though. If I wasn't enough for him, why didn't he just let me go? I am feeling like he only stayed with me all of these years for the sake of the kids. I am still in good shape and good health. My black has not cracked, so I'm sure I could get me somebody else too. Should I fight for my marriage or let it go? Please advise. Should you fight for your marriage or let it go? To that I ask, what marriage? Okay, no sex for 3 years, text messages and payouts to another woman, lies upon lies upon lies, and the ultimate slap in the face. He didn't even put up any kind of fight to keep you. That's why I say, what marriage? This was a relationship of convenience and of tolerance, all right? This thing that you guys had going on, this situation has been over for a very long time. He was just waiting for you to say it first, like you said in the subject. Seems like he's been waiting for me to leave first. He's waiting for you to say it first so he wouldn't be the bad guy. Now he can tell the kids it was you. You asked for the divorce. You wanted the divorce. Well, you did say you're glad the truth came out. The truth is out. I would tell you to fight for your marriage, but I don't see anything left here. Do you really, Steve?
Well, seemed like he been waiting on me to leave first. Okay, let's just take it from there and let's find out why. You and your husband 50, 5 grown sons, 4 grandkids. 10 years ago, see, listen to this. 10 years ago, my husband had a fling at work and the female was barely 20 years old. At the time, I was devastated, but he swore nothing physical happened. Whole situation didn't sit well with me. So one day last week, I checked my husband's old phone for any proof that I could find. Wait a minute. Your husband had an affair 10 years ago. 10 years ago, you go back, he told you nothing physical happened. You go back and find his old phone last week. You took 10 years to go through the phone? You find it last week, and I found messages between my husband and the girl that he had a fling with. This female was barely 20 years old, but it was 10 years ago, so he was 40, she was 20. thanking him for all he was doing for her financially, praising him for his sexual prowess. I was hurt and relieved at the same time. All the heartache came back. You opened up this casket with a 10-year-old body in it. You ain't think it was going to stink?
Woo! I like that, Steve. Man. Say that again.
You opened up a casket with a 10-year-old body in it, and you didn't think it was going to stink?
Mm-hmm. Profound, all right.
What? Okay, lady, what? All the heartache came back, and I felt stupid for believing his lies. Jesus, what? He could, if he'd have told you the truth back then, guess what? Where we at right now was where we would have been 10 years ago.
Yep.
He was trying to salvage it then. But I was glad that the truth finally came out. You crazy. Now I know why he made all them random bank withdrawals and had strange purchases on his credit card. So I told him I had all the proof I needed, and I asked him for a divorce. He didn't put up a fight. In fact, he ain't seemed concerned at all. He was probably relieved.
Yeah.
I mean, really though, you go back and get an old phone that's 10 years old, and now you leaving him for that? Lady, I think you should go. I think you should go.
They haven't had sex since 2015.
No, hold up. I'm getting there. I love this man since I was 18. And just like that, he was ready to end our marriage. I should add that we haven't had sex since 2015. No, no, no. You ain't had no sex since 2015. That's what you ain't had.
What's he been doing, Steve?
You take we. You can. I circle we. We. We ain't had sex since 2015. Now, you, that W, you can flip that up. Me. You. You. Me ain't had sex since 2015. I can promise you his ass. 2015 to 2018.
Mm-hmm. That's three years.
3 years without sex for what?
Yeah.
Why? I got some more for you when we come back.
All right. We'll have part two of
Steve's
response.
We're going to address this part right here. I'm still as fine as the day as he married me.
Come on, let's recap today's Strawberry Letter subject. Seems like he's been waiting for me to leave first.
Couple 50 years old, 5 grown sons, 4 grandkids. 10 years ago, the man had an affair with a lady at work. He said nothing physical happened. He just covering his tracks. She was devastated, you know, but he swore nothing physical happened. Whole situation didn't sit well. So one day last week, she opened up a casket, a 10-year-old casket with a body that's been in there for 10 years. She found his old phone and went back 10 years and found some messages that he had said to this girl. Found out they had been making love and that he was paying her some money. Now you devastated, you want a divorce. You go in there, you ask the man, you tell him you got all the proof you need, you want a divorce, he ain't put up a fight. In fact, he ain't seen concerned at all. Like I said, probably relieved.
Yeah.
Man, I left that phone in that drawer. It took you 10 years to find that damn phone. Because who ain't threw that phone away?
With that type of information in it.
Dog, who ain't threw that phone away? He left that phone there hope, waiting on you. It took you 10 damn years. So when you come in with all the proof, he say, man, this ignorant heifer took 10 years to find this damn phone. I done left it drove, left it on. I've been recharging it.
He wanted to find it.
Been calling it, making it hum. She don't hear nothing. I've loved this man since I was 18 years old, and just like that, he was ready to end our marriage. You the one said you wanted a divorce. Then when he said, cool, now you looking crazy. I should add that we haven't had sex since 2015. Please stop saying we.
That's on your nerves, Steve.
Please, this is the line that pissed me off. We haven't had sex since 2015. Lady, you ain't had no sex since 2015. But he been filling up the trash can. I'm telling you this right now. This boy been out here buck straight wild. Ain't no man waiting no 3 years. For what? Anyway, then she says, it's not, then he always says, it's not me, it's him. and that I'm still as fine as the day he married me.
Now, that's what you said you were going to address.
Let's say this again. Uh-huh. You 50. Y'all got 5 grown sons. Y'all been together since you was 18. Y'all 50. You still fine as the day he married you?
Hey, it could happen, Steve.
Who you know, Shirley? Who you know? Name the human.
The human?
Name a human being that you know.
Yeah.
I'm just named the name.
She may still have it, Steve.
Look,
huh?
She may still have it.
I ain't got no problem. I just need a name of who you know. That from graduation to 50, their ass is better than they was. I just need a name.
He didn't say better.
No. As fine as the day. Mm-hmm. Well, who? I just need the name.
Give him some.
Yeah, stem cell just came out. Who you know?
Steve.
I just need a name of anybody you know that's as fine at 50 as they was back then. Who? Anybody. Give me a dude. Anybody.
Well, my aunt stayed beautiful for a long
time. Give me Idris. Give me anybody. Ooh. Denzel. Ooh, anybody.
Okay.
That's Denzel. Just as fine.
Yeah.
Who?
Now you're talking.
Denzel.
Uh-huh.
Denzel ain't fine as he was back then. Ask Denzel. He'll tell you, man, boy, back in the day. Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah. Who else?
Well, you said Idris. That was good.
Idris ain't fine as he was back then.
But some people get better
with
age.
Some people maintain, though, Steve.
And they get better with age. Yeah.
I'm aging. Look, I'm aging well. I ain't what I was when I was 18. Skin was smooth.
Man.
Could run like a deer.
Yeah, Unc, you're right.
So you slowed down a bit.
A bit?
From graduation to 50, who looked the same?
Dog.
Give me a name.
Dog, when I left high school, I was 6'1". I weighed 147. I just kept on the scale the other day.
Junior, you still have a baby
I
face.
Damn near start crying.
I
just turned 40.
Like I did, Shirley, when I was 17. I ain't even close.
Oh, because you had all your curls and everything.
Yeah, I had
then.
Everything. Mm-hmm.
And just name the name. So this is a lie.
That's what you want to say.
You
That's
ain't
your point.
Fine as the day you was when he married you. I'm no fool, though. If I wasn't enough for him, why didn't he just let me go? Mm. He did.
Yeah.
See, when you ask for the divorce and a man don't fight you on it, He had been let go.
It's over.
It's just you just not asking.
Yeah.
It's been over. Mm-hmm. And now I'm feeling like he only stayed with me all these years for the sake of the kids. Right. Okay, good. Then we ain't even got to say that. Right. That's a good one. Let's go with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I stayed with all my wives for the kids.
Wow. Did you really have to say that?
You didn't
At least
to,
you know it.
You I stayed I mean, for the kids.
Every thought that comes to your mind.
Yeah, you don't have to tell everything.
Well, I tried to curb that one, but we're in the middle of the strawberry letter. Uh-huh. Okay, let me edit myself.
Let me
put it to you this way.
All right.
I stayed married in not great situations because I was just trying to be more than obviously I had.
Okay. All right, we can go with that one.
Okay.
Then she goes on to say that I'm still in good shape. Mm-hmm. That's not the same as saying you as fine as you were when you was 18.
Just a couple lines
up. Just a couple lines up, you was all that in the bed of the chip.
Now,
you done already fell off in one sentence. I'm still in good shape.
You're
you know what
picking.
That means. And good health. My black has not cracked. So I could sure if I could get somebody else too. What are we about to find out?
All right, guys. All right, Steve. We got to get out of here. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.